April 11th at the home of Frank Toback. This is tape number 2. Okay, you were talking about BLM and
doing
how they bother.
Well, I don't know why that bothers us, because I think they're trying to get the best land around here and a lot of it. That's the only reason I could say otherwise. They'd come around and survey the ground and give us title to whatever they're trying to give us.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do they do that bother you? What do they say to you?
Oh, I don't know. We cannot go out and get the logs when we want it. Unless some people could get a permit to do it, and it's got to go through Doyon Limited and something else, I guess, in order to get some logs if we want some.
Mm-hmm. What about firewood?
Firewood, I think they got it so we could cut the dead trees for wood. It just happened this winter, I think. A year ago, they thought that we'd have to have a permit to get even the dead wood. And, because this dead wood, I don't think a person need a permit to get, because it's dead. It's not gonna, in a few years, it'd rotten, get to the ground again.
What other things do you have to get permits for?
I guess we don't have much up here.
Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of things they don't let you do?
No. I don't know. We got a lot of trouble, and they had us for allotment. You know, a person get an allotment, 160-acre allotment, anywhere they wanted. Well, we tried to get some of those. I tried mine, but they went to work and change my allotment. It was supposed to be up here, the Koyukuk River, and I found out they had me marked over Yukon, below Fort Yukon. And I never seen that ground either in the first place when they have allowed us to mark out an allotment. They said, you got to know that ground. You got to make sure that you have been there before. But they give me one over Yukon, which I never seen. So I don't know what kind of business they are doing, which they are wrong in a lot of places themselves.
Did you talk to them about that?
I told some of the people about it. Right now there's one legal service trying to find out about those allotments. She marked out an allotment on Kobuk too. She did, and it was all marked, already marked, with a sign up on the corner. And we never went there to fix it up. It cost too much money to go over and do that, and to show that that we've been living there. We're supposed to put in a few weeks or a month in the place, in the allotment every year. I think that's what they say. But we never did that. And we thought we were going to lose it. And I had this legal service guy to look into it. And to see that guy, one little nice guy that marked the places for us, for him to see him about it. And that fella is working with Doyon Limited anyhow, I think.
And what happened with that one?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet. He was going to write back to me later when he found out something about it.
Who's this, the legal service, this guy? Who hires him? What legal service is that?
I don't know who hired him.
Was that state legal service?
I don't know who, state or Doyon, everybody, I guess. I don't know who pays him to do it.
Uh-huh. Do you know what that guy's name is?
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Where is his office over at Kobuk? Or
no, his office is in Fairbanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What building is that office in? Or did you go in there?
I don't know where he's living now. He used to have a little place back in 7th Avenue. I got it in the papers someplace. Uh-huh. I don't know where it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Are a lot of people having those same kinds of problems with their land claims?
Well, a lot of people, I think, that have allotment, a lot of them have trouble, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of lose it some way. They will, because those people, BLM, and them, think that they don't care if you lose piece of land anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather have it themselves.
So if somebody loses the land, where does it go to?
Nowhere, I guess.
I mean, who gets it?
No. I think the BLM gets it. That's the way I figure.
Mm-hmm. And are they the ones who are checking up on everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the BLM.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about getting permits for logs and getting permits for firewood and, you know, all these things that are different. How does that feel to you and maybe some people you talk to who never used to have to do that?
No, any person used to go out and go right over here in any place and get what he wants, and it never bothered anybody. Now we got a permit, and now I think they're an outsider, like a person not enrolled in this corporation here, would have to pay so much for a log, I guess. I think that's the way they make it now. But us enrollees, I guess we still get it free, but we have to have a permit.
Mm-hmm. Is that a lot of work to get permits?
No, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, the outsider would have to pay for the log. So much, it won't be much, I guess.
Do you know how much they have to pay?
No, I don't, but it wouldn't be too high, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. What about for some people who, you know, there's still some people who don't know how to read too well or how to write. Is there someone who helps them get permits?
Yeah, the younger people could help them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much trouble to get the permit, but it's got to be written out how much and where, from where, and send it in over to somebody, Doyon maybe.
Mm-hmm. Does Doyon help people know what's going on? Do they?
Or they tell us sometime of what's going on, and we don't know very much what's going on anyway. I don't think they tell us everything, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they try very hard to tell people? Do you think they want to tell people?
Well, I don't know. They're using the Doyon is using all that corporation money right now, and the way they think is best. And they're using a lot of money, which they thought we'll have a share out of them. And I don't know how we never see no money anyway. And I don't know when it will ever help us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm kind of scared now that we never see anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to get that near $1 billion. And Doyon will use all of that. And us people will never see it. They write it out in the paper, what we have coming. But it's just a paper. Now they even got a hotel down Hawaii. We don't know how much money they're making. It's an old hotel, maybe 100 years old, I guess, something like that. They claim they're not losing money, but I don't know whether they're making any money or not.
What do you think about the people, the heads of Doyon? Are they, do you think they're trying to help the people in the villages, the people that belong, the enrollees?
Well, they claim they'll help us because they'll take care of the money which they are spending, like that wild goose chase drilling over Kandik. A lot of money went into that, all dry holes. Now we get nothing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. What bothers me most is like the old people now that which are not going to live, which are dying anytime. They don't get the benefit at all out of that land. But I figure they should give the money to a person like when they get around 65, 70 years old to get some benefit out of that money. I think that would help a lot of old people very good in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them die now. A couple of years ago, some people died that never get sent out of that benefit out of that land claim settlement.
What happened to their claims after that?
Well, it goes to their relatives. They turn it over to their relatives.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, they're supposed to have all kinds of benefits and land and money, and but they
well,
still have
that money there. I thought all the people that are going to die would get little of that money. So, which means that they'll have the benefit from that land claim settlement.
Mm-hmm. Are there any ways that they're helping older people, that Doyon is helping?
Well, the Doyon know the old people, but they never thought of that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that Doyon doesn't think about the people?
Well, I don't know. They're trying to make up some development of some kind, and where they spend all that money on, and they claim some of the things they do now are paying off, is making a little profit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim the profit goes back to everybody. It don't go to everybody, it goes back to Doyon.
Mm-hmm. Are those people who are heads of Doyon, are they getting something out of all of this?
Well, these people, enrollees at large, that don't live around here. Some enrollees are living outside. Well, they get a little benefit this year. They get land claim money. I don't know just how much. $300, I guess. They sent the money to them, but us that's living here get nothing. We don't see a dollar out of that. It all goes to Doyon.
Why does that happen?
I don't know how they figure it. They thought Doyon thought that they'll take care of the money better than we do, but they are spending it. They claim they're making a little profit now, but I don't think it shows very much.
Mm-hmm. Are the people, heads of Doyon, are they from the villages and do they still live there? Still live in the villages?
The
heads of Doyon, the ones running it.
Oh, well, mostly the people, the head people that are running it, they stay around Fairbanks quite a bit, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they've changed a lot, that the corporation people? The Doyon, the ones who are running it?
Well, sometimes they change the people that are running it. Once in a while they change it. First time we had John Sackett as president. Now we got Tim Wallace. He's the one he's on development. Site development part, and he's the one that's trying to spend a lot of money, I guess.
Mm. What did you think of John Sackett when he was the one running it, the president?
Well, John Sackett he's got a little money, you know, and he made a lot of money when he was president, mostly. He ran it a little bit for his own good. mostly.
Do you think a lot of those people in there are doing that?
Well, I think they would like that. At Portucan people, there's something like that. And at Tim Wallace, maybe he's doing a lot of good for himself or for his people.
Mm-hmm. You think they forget about the other people?
Well, they are, I guess, probably not helping the other part as much as they do their own people.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see changed, or who would you like to see running it, you know? Or
I don't know who will be good in running it. I don't know the people much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about Doyon saying that they're going to take care of all the money better than everybody else. Do you think that it should maybe be done different, that Doyon shouldn't be taking care of it?
I don't know. If they're running it right, maybe it's all right if they take care of it, because we don't know how to take care of our own. Of course, we could get some people to put up some kind of development that would make a little profit, and all the money wouldn't all go away. Because Doyon, in the first place, they said that they'd take care of the money. Because if they give it to us, certain corporation, they'd spend it right now, and in a few years, they'd have nothing. So that's why Doyon thought that they'll take care of it, and we'll have a little money all the time, which we never see yet.
Where do you think the development should be going on?
Well, in some ways, like here, I think we're going to put up something, a hotel or something like that. Maybe it would be in use later on. Now, like apartment houses, if we had them, we would have all those FAA personnel would use that instead of the government housing. And hotel later on would be in use up here too, I think. Like those park service and wild fish and wildlife, they're putting up a place up here now. They're planning on putting up a business buildings up here this summer sometime.
Who is going to do that?
I don't know who's going to build for them and for that park service and put up a building, and they claim they're going to have a piece of ground from our land corporation land up here.
Are they buying it from your corporation?
They're buying it or renting it. They haven't figured on it. They want to know if we could sell it or rent it. We haven't settled that yet.
Will Doyon listen if, say, the Evansville Corporation goes in there and some of the ideas you said, if the Evansville Corporation says, oh, we'd like to build a hotel or some cabins or apartments for people to rent here or for the park service. Yeah. Will they listen to you and maybe try that?
Well, if we make out a petition, I guess somebody will help us to get the money for it. from somewhere. I don't know just where.
What is the petition? If you, when you say if you make a petition, what do you have to do?
Well, make a petition to make, like we get together, council get together and figure out what we want, like a hotel or something, put it in a petition and send it in over to Doyon and they figure out where to get the money and I think they could give us the money from somewhere to build it.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that here?
No, we haven't done anything.
Do you think that you're going to do it? Has there been talk about it?
Well, we figure on doing something. We don't have no people around here to figure out. We got those people around here, Hankies and Wilford, and they never come to the meeting. All the people are trying to do a little is Helen McConnell and Rhoda and me in there to listen in. I don't do much business.
Mm-hmm. So does that make it hard to do things if Wilfred and Junior and the others don't?
It don't look good, you know. He's one of the older people here. He don't come to the meetings. He don't like things very much. One time we thought we'd buy a store, Wien's outfit had a little store down here, and they were going out of business here, and they wanted to sell that, and we thought we'd buy it, the corporation, but, Wilfred, the only time he was in the meeting, I guess, objected. He said the store can make no money. He thought the store would be run like he did. He ran the store for quite a few years down at Lackagut and didn't make it. And he thought the store would never make money. So we didn't buy it. Catcher down here now, he bought the little outfit they had there and started up the store himself.
Mm-hmm. Is he making money?
I don't know. He's growing in some way. He's got a department store there now. So he must be making a little money. Or he's in debt quite a bit, which he thinks he'd pay maybe some way. He's grown. He's got a department store now.
Well, Wilfred didn't think that it would make money. Why didn't he make money in Allakaket? Why did he think it would be the same here?
Well, because he didn't know how to run a store. And us people here don't know any more than him, or maybe less than him. He thought the store wouldn't make it.
If you come up with an idea for something else, will people come to the meeting if you try? Or are they just finished with the meetings?
Well, a lot of time we got to have a meeting. And with Doyon's order, a lot of time. And there's nobody, as I say, it's just Helen McConnell and Rhoda and Wallace and Florence. They don't know what's going on most of the time anyway, so that doesn't help too much. And me, I just than listening. Sometimes I object to something, only time I say a word. So we don't have enough of our corporation members to be here to do any business.
Mm-hmm. Well, do the others have claims, and are they still enrollees?
Yeah, the claim is, I think there's one coming back this summer to build a cabin up here someplace. Oh. He should be one that would be in the meetings.
Mm-hmm. Who is this person?
It's Wilford's son. He's living over Tanana. Mm-hmm. FAA.
Mm-hmm. Does Dora belong to the other corporation, Cobot?
Yeah, she's in Nana. Mm-hmm. But she's got little in here. She's got half a share.
Oh, and does she have half a share there?
Yeah, in here.
Oh, and half a share in Cobra?
Yeah. Oh. No, she got full share down there.
Oh, how can people do that?
A whole well, share and half share? Our kid was enrolled here, you know, and he died, and they divided that to us, me and her.
Oh.
I got half of his share and half to her.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Do you have any questions?
Yeah,
okay. Well, I think... Yeah, have you got anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I don't think...
Anything that you think would be important for young people to know about?
I don't know what what we need is some educated people to run our business now, like trying to run things here, and Doyon is our head people, and we should have some educated people to run the business for us here. Otherwise, we lose everything, which we are pretty close to now, losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Those government people and Doyon, they'll take everything away from us. Even the money, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That money is just a paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a paper which we never see now. We haven't seen. We got a few dollars a couple of years ago, but nothing for a couple of years now. So it'll be nothing pretty soon, I guess, altogether. If we don't hold up our part.
Okay. Well, I think we've got quite a bit. Dora, is there anything you want to say about your husband?
No. I don't know nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.